This recording, Jiangsu 29, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practical in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even though, on her first morning, she felt stressed, she ate a bowl of porridge, checked her in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally, you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that ish goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comer, Comer, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comer was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the girl's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ease. Her efforts were not fruitless. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comer and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis almost immediately. She remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out of a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, is 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I want to say something about my hometown. I come from Yixing. It is a small city in the south of Jiangsu province. But it is very beautiful. It has a long history about the pottery, and it is famous for pottery. Zigang, 而且经常飞越越户有帮子越老个子方来飞越了户被你过分少子打子发生此飞君子户子港是沙巴爱一必之越思么下 自由们笑子港今朝笑个人自港能养自日许末都能有养佛经我日白虎子港死之所有归是所有所是所爱能 宁一苏在，宁一苏在。